rushing back. In a moment of grief, I never found enlightenment in that Airbnb. All I did was run away and numb the pain, doing psychedelic drugs, trying to trick my brain into thinking different without a real change. So once I get back home, I'm still the same.
Okay, I guess that's the end of that set there. Welcome back, listeners. Charlotte's back. What up? How are you doing?
Oh, I guess I haven't talked to your audiences for a long time.
Yeah, welcome back.
But yeah, like, I enjoy having those conversations that... Actually, I enjoy watching you and my audiences are just having a close, close relationship that somebody just said they love you a lot. Where I could be jealous, but I
stealing
your
show.
I'm going to be generous. You know, instead of being jealous, I'm going to be generous.
Hey, I'm augmenting the programming here.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, like, I like it. But yeah, don't forget to promote my website too, you know, as
callmenegotiator.ca. Let's go.
Right, right. Like, but then how, can you correct my pronunciation if there's any mistake about it? Is that call me negotiator?
Call me. Yeah, you're doing it right.
Am I?
Yeah, say it again.
Call me negotiator?
Yeah, you're good.
I don't know, but every time when I talk to ChatGPT, it doesn't really recognize it.
Well, that's its problem.
I don't know.
You're
I don't want
to. I know what you're saying, but maybe it's because
I don't want you to sugarcoating me.
No, you're good. You're saying it quite clearly. I think so.
It's not call me. It's call me.
Like
right?
Call me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call me?
Call. Like you can.
Call.
Yeah. Call
right.
me.
Call me.
Yeah.
But because before it always like call me. It's like.
See, they love you too.
Oh, yeah, I've already know that, so I love you guys too. Just forget about this guy right after. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, you only get me once a week for an hour.
Oh yeah, I mean, me too. But like, by the way, I'm going to soon. I don't want. How do you pronounce that?
Like,
soon.
Like,
soon.
Like as in it's coming.
Yeah, but
like
soon.
Yeah, S O O N. Soon.
Is there? Like soonly, this word?
Soonly? Not really.
There's no word
it's
like
not,
that.
I mean, you can say it. People kind of generally understand what you're saying, but,
but
it's not.
Wrong.
I don't think it's really like soon, sooner, soonly. You could say shortly instead of shortly. You could say shortly to give that same idea.
Okay.
So
great.
With shortly thereafter, or shortly, we'll be doing this.
I see.
Yeah.
Wait. I don't realize why my guest earlier couldn't recognize if he was close to the mic or not. Because I realized that I couldn't hear my voice very well.
Like,
from here.
Oh yeah, maybe they just had like that. I think that the microphone, that little box for the headphones is a little finicky.
Yeah, I should have tested. Because before I realized that when my guest was chatting with me, sometimes he was away from the microphone. But it was very aware from my headset.
Let's see if we can turn on all the mics. Now
right.
This doesn't really do much.
No, it doesn't really.
No.
So now I realize the problem. Yeah.
Well, that's all right. Hey, we're always learning.
But yeah, okay.
No, soonly isn't really a thing. You can say shortly.
Soon. Okay. Yeah, so soon I will have a different episode of Call Me Negotiator. Call Me Negotiator.
Yeah.
Not call, right? Like call.
You can say that. Like, you
call.
Know, people roll.
No, I want to be accurate.
Look, if you
precise.
Think your accent is weird, you should hear some people from Nova Scotia. They talk like it's a different language.
No, I want to clarify this, is that nobody judged me for this.
No.
But I just realized that I wanted to tell people, hey, this is Call Me Negotiator, welcome back, or go to callmenegotiator.ca, blah, blah, blah. So if I am not pronouncing it right, then they don't know what I'm talking about.
It's true.
I think they keep telling, like, ChatGPT keep spelling it as call me. So this bothers me.
I'm so glad I've been carrying my fan around these days. It's just too hot.
Really? No way. Where did you get this fan?
I got this in Bali.
Is that like a real fan? A rave fan? Okay. In Bali? Oh my god,
yeah,
this is so good.
It's so good. It's not very useful outside, but it's good inside.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
It's great.
Okay.
We have the AC in here is very limited, so just
there's
warm.
AC?
I don't think. It doesn't feel
no.
like it.
Yeah.
Anyways, listeners, this is still the art show.
Okay,
let me tell
you
what you just heard. You heard some music from Ira Hartley at the top of that. That was Life's a Trip off the self-titled Ira Hartley album. You can see them playing with the Arbuckles Friday night, along with Gord. Good old Gord, the most Canadian name.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all the Gords out there. Yo, shout out to Gordon. I met at the bar last night. How you doing? Thank you for sharing your story. It's always good to meet some new people at the bar.
Oh, sorry. Keep shouting out to them.
Just, you know, shout out to the barflies. You know, the people, just the regular crowd. The night shift, as my friend Manu would like to say.
By the way, you talk about since you're working in the bar, so you're meeting so many people. Can you get me some guests?
Oh, like...
You're like, hey, look at this cool website, and they have this show, and they're looking for guests. Because I am looking for diverse profile of the guests, so...
Well, at the one bar I work at, there's this one guy who camps out on my bar. I actually really don't like this guy, but...
don't introduce people that you don't feel good. yeah. I should work at the bar so that every...
If you know where I work, no, you don't.
No, but I'm saying, like, maybe this is a good idea for me to work at a bar to promote my show, you know? Every person who buys a beer from me, I'm like, you look cool. Do you want to be my guest?
You just gotta make a cocktail after your show.
Oh, wait, what? Why is that?
Because then it's like, oh, yeah, I'll have the negotiator, you know? And you just make a cocktail called the negotiator.
Yeah, the reason why I was... this is really weird. It's just like, I don't really hear my... Oh, but this... This is better.
Good.
Now I know why my guest was like away from the mic. But anyways, I was just thinking the different episode of Call Me Negotiator at a different station, like at a different university station, should be a little bit different format, which is a little bit more like debate.
You could do that. Debates are fun.
Yeah, because here is like, I normally agree with what the guests say, but then I want to disagree with them. I want to challenge them. So that would be great, you know, like
that would be entertaining. There's a lot of like shows out there that are all about that. Like there's that one thing that's called like Red Flag or something, and they just have like one guy arguing with around a circle about people for 20 minutes at a time on three subjects.
Really?
Yes, I don't know what it's called, but there's some pretty interesting people. There's this one guy. What is his name? I forget. So I'm just gonna move on there from that story. But like there's this like guy who's like super nutrition and sleep based.
Right.
What the hell was his name? I forget. Anyways, there's people arguing a thing about like, you know, sleep is the most important thing. It's like, well, you gotta drink water. It's like, well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you also have to drink water. What do you want?
Yeah, wait, I'm a little bit upset, actually. I thought I'm the first one who brought up this idea. Now I know I'm like so behind, but please show me all this kind of shit.
It has to be another time.
They're like a show, or they're
it's
like...
some YouTube show, I forget.
Oh, but like if I say debate, can I search? Can I find them?
Probably, I mean...
Okay, where did you find them? They just pop out, or... Because I feel like this is very interesting, right? Because I wanted to make my show not just... to talk about people's stories, right? There has to be
some... It's called Surrounded.
Surrounded.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so like a big one.
It's on this... It's on a YouTube channel called Jubilee.
Let me take a picture real quick.
So I'm going to get back to our
show
series. Yeah. So Ira Hired, you can catch them over at Green Auto with the Arbuckles and Gord. Then Earmarked was after that. They're playing over at the Biltmore Friday night as well with Locomotive, Poor Sport, Cascade, and Negative Balance here. And so we're going to chug right along here and get into Saturday. We are taking a look at Kids on Fire coming up from Seattle, playing with Brasser and Hutchie, also coming up from Seattle, I believe. Or is it Oregon somewhere? I had it somewhere because I am so organized today. I'll get to it. Anyways, Kids on Fire, Brasser, Hutchie, it's going to be a fun show. I'll see you there as well. I do be working. I got some hustling to do. I don't know if anyone else has been in a funk these days, but like the last few days, I've been kind of grumpy. I don't know if it's just the state of the world or whatever's going on in my life, but like I was not having a groovy day. But there's always tomorrow. Tomorrow might be a better day. You just gotta be there. And as I said before. So yeah, moving on. Garden Collective, a fantastic instrumental band with secret identities and very colorful masks. They are doing a show with a bunch of other plant-based bands, such as Houseplants, Tomato Trader, and Garden Hose as well. That's over at Green Auto Saturday night. And on the other side of the fence there, you got Karakata Afrobeat as well, doing some traditional African music, so that'd be really cool. Which specific part of Africa, I don't know. But we do love me some Afrobeat on this show. We do love Afrobeat. If you don't know what Afrobeat is, just look up Fela Kuti, and that'll be a great place to start. Mind you, their tracks are usually about 15-10 minutes long, so I did time measurements before. Yeah, it's like, yeah, you got about two Fela Kutis before you got to come back. So once again, Garden Collective, Houseplants, Tomato Trader, Garden Hose. At one side of the fence, Green Auto, and then Karakata Afrobeat on the other side of the fence. Over at the Fox Cabaret, you got Deaf Dogs, Too Much of Anything, Stank, and Sundress doing the things as well. So yeah, it's over the Fox, 7:30 question mark door time as well. Then over at the Wise Hall on the other side of town, you got Ray Day with Good Time Crew. I want to hear Ray Day. Let's see that. Is that it? Are they in Birmingham?
Are they music shows?
Yeah, these are all band. These are all shows.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I heard something about Garden, right?
Well, they're just bands that all have names to do with plants.
Oh.
They also sell plants. So if you want to buy plants and hear music, that's the spot to go. That's a Green Auto for it, though.
I see.
It's going to be really sick. And yeah, it's going to be cool. Then over at Bullies in New West, once again, we have Sylvia Platter with Friends and Softhead as well. Then over at the Astoria, there's the Vancouver Summer Psych Fest Showcase. So much sibilance. On deck, they have Yulum with Grandma, Bong Witch, great name, Moonfoil, and Lightning Temple Wizards. Shadow Money Wizard Gang. Did you see any of those photos of the FIFA World Cup bong?
What is that?
A bong is something you smoke weed out of.
Okay, but yesterday I actually went to downtown. The vibe was great.
Yeah, look, they have the FIFA World Cup bong.
Oh, okay. That's very interesting. Huh? I've never been
unofficial FIFA merch. They're pretty pissed. I don't care.
Yeah. But by the way, I just noticed that the Canada is having so much weighing over Qatar. I met so many fans today in the football fan. They're having this Canada flag on the SkyTrain.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was there. I'm never a fan of soccer, but I think the vibe would be really good today.
I'm not a big fan of being in crowds. And yeah, sorry for the rude words, but that was the band name. You can't blame me. That's just their name. Trust me, there's nastier band names out there if that one irks you some.
Yeah, that's not your fault.
Yeah.
I have no choice, but anyway.
And yeah, okay. I have to get some music going here. I'm going to sneak in at some point and play some music, tell you about Sunday before we go. And yeah, this is still the Art Show. This is me, Jabe Gradowski. Charlotte's also here, but we're gonna play some music now. This is gonna be some music from Garden Collective. This is gonna be Game Boy Greenhouse. Nice. We'll be right back.
numbs my face. She dilates my eyes, blinds me to the scene. Too much of her is dangerous. She'll take a bite out of your heart. Too much of her is addictive. You won't know where to start. Snow White, you're the apple of my eye. Snow White, always getting me high. Snow White, you're the apple of my eye. Snow White, it's always a hard goodbye. Blow. She's self-centered and the star of her own show. She walks the line, insists she's doing fine, and she's loaded on serotonin. Not a clue where she's going. Oh no, Snow White, you're the apple of my eye. Snow White, always getting me high. Dreams, and a voice tells you forget all the bad things. And I know she's toxic of a woman, and you can't stop it. So grab her hand, hold it tight, hope you land. Snow White, you're the apple of my eye. Snow White, always getting me high.
What's up, listeners? That was Too Much of Anything with their track Snow White. You can catch them over at the Fox Cabaret Saturday night. Before that, you heard Garden Collective with Game Boy Greenhouse off their album, what's it? The Flowers Are Blooming in Antarctica. I certainly hope not. That's a lot of global warming issues. you can catch them over at Green Auto playing with Houseplants, Tomato Trader, and Garden Hose. If you haven't figured it out, they're all plant and garden based bands. So very cool. You can also go buy some plants as well. I recently bought, I think, a peperomia. One of them died. I had a marigold and some begonias as well that I planted a few weeks ago as well. Yo, we got somebody from New Zealand. What's up? How you going?
Oh, is it the same person from New Zealand?
And we got Craig. What's up, Craig? Real quick, Sunday, Ali Forrest, Emily June, and Zoe Levin doing the thing at the Red Gate as well. Green Auto featuring Benzon as well with Gian and Track Meet. Yes, Mr. Mario, that's me. And then that's at Green Auto again. And lastly, at the Heatley, Clara Sanchez, Aya, Angel Fox, and Dylan Perkins doing their things at the Heatley as well. We're going to get out of here on some music as we segue into At This Time of Day. Who used to do that show? That was Danny. Was it? I don't know. I forget.
After You?
Yeah, but no, the Analog Archive coming at you featuring Danny, but we're going to get out of here on some music from Emily June playing at the Red Gate Sunday night. This has been me, Jim Grodowski, for your art show this week. Go sports. Drink water. Wear sunscreen. Wear a cool hat. It's hot out. Don't catcall people in Free Palestine.
For most albatross species, raising a chick is a real challenge. Waved albatrosses produce such slow-growing, needy offspring that females lay only a single egg every 2 years, and both parents need to share the load until youngsters can hunt on their own. Albatrosses tend to pair for life, and it can take a while to find the right partner. So some species don't start breeding until they're 10 years old, with some individuals even waiting till they're 20. Reunited pairs go through an elaborate synchronized ritual of braying, wing spreading, and bill tapping to reaffirm their bonds before getting down to the business of breeding. In Hawaii, biologists were puzzled to find that some Laysan albatross pairs had not one, but two eggs. Then, they found that some of the birds going so faithfully through the ritualized series of courtship displays were both female. Although the eggs were fertilized by males that had since died or were from other pairs, the females were bonded to each other. Many of these female couples remain together for years. They can't successfully raise both offspring, but their combined efforts are necessary to raise one chick. For Bird Note, I'm Wenfei Tong.
Looking for a community who will support you on your academic journey? The Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.